Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
You're listening to a podcast from the South China Morning Post.
Hello and welcome back for another People and Culture edition of the Inside China podcast. My name is Kevin Kwong. I'm an editor on the culture desk here at the South China Morning Post. And with me here is Louisa Tam, the head of our People and Culture team. Louisa, how are you?
Hello, Kevin. How are you? How's everything?
Well, things are good. And of course, we're interested in what your team is doing because they're constantly, you know, searching for the wacky, weird and wonderful news out of mainland China. So let's today talk about what's the most viral story we have. There's one that caught my attention. And this is the one about a restaurant cleaner in China fired for handing $2,880. She found at work. So how did that happen?
Yeah, when I read the story, I just could smell it's very fishy. Because I know the story. When I see a story like that, I say something wrong with this. Because the reason for firing her, the employers or the manager of the restaurant said because she took some money she found on premises at the restaurant. And I dug into that story a bit further and realized, she found the money. She wanted to give it to the police to find the owner, to track down the owner. And of course, the restaurant owner and the manager, they weren't very happy because a Chinese saying, right? They send up to Bo Man Ti Man, they law them though. If you find something in front of you on the ground, it belongs to you because nobody knows it except, you know, the heaven, the God, and the hell below, right? So it's yours. So I thought, you know, the lady looks really honest. In fact, she wanted to turn the money into the police to track down the real owner. And the manager, the owner got really upset. You found it on premises. It's our place, our property, so it's our money, naturally. So they got really angry with her because she insisted, tough, good woman. She insisted, I'm going to give the money to you. It belongs to somebody who will come back and collect the money. If this person doesn't come back within certain times and hours, I would turn it in for the police to find its owner. Good for her. And then she got fired and they smeared her reputation online saying she wanted to steal the money.
Wow.
I know.
Not good.
Unbelievable. Somehow, I think the police got in, interfered and found out, that's not the true story. The story was you guys, the owner and the manager, wanted to keep the money. And because the woman refused to give the money to you, you got rid of her and then smeared her reputation. So in the end, everything got found out. I don't know what happened finally because we didn't follow up later. But apparently she got the job back, but she didn't want to go back. The money was handed into police. Police did something to find and track down the owner in the end. But good woman. So remember, when you pick up something, anywhere in the world, it's not your money. If you found out, this is theft. Like you say, some people say, they would go to the ATM machine. Some money got stuck there. Somebody, very often we do that, right? We pick the money, we pick the slip, the card, and then walk away the money left in a little tray. But if you find something like that, it's not your money. It's not this on top of the bowl, you know? It's not your treasure. It has to go back to the owner. So remember that. I think this woman is really good. Hopefully she'll find a better job, a better employer.
Yeah, also there's another story about this, you know, Chinese husband warms the heart of people online after, he comforts stressed out wife who breaks down under pressure of family life. So tell us more about this story.
Yeah, when I saw this story, I said this is going to be a good story because we all, even for people who haven't had a family or kids, they realize the stress of life, the stress of a mother. A full-time mother. I always say a full-time mother is not just a mother, it's a full-time working mother. This mother is working at home. And I used to be a full-time mother and a full-time journalist. I know that you're doing two jobs. I'm not trying to glorify what I did, but it's very, very tough. Even you're not in the office setting, you're in a home setting. As this little boss is most demanding. And thank goodness, this woman rang up the husband and said she couldn't take it anymore. She needed help and a little conversation. Somehow it was recorded because they have this home surveillance in the bedroom. And this husband was so lovely. Oh, please, please don't do this to yourself. I love you and I don't want to lose you. Just remember, you're doing your very best. You have to take care of yourself first because before you can take care of the family and the kids. Let me tell you something. I'll come home and hug you later. You take care of yourself. This is so important. You know the general figures, the data of people are suffering from postnatal depression. It's one is 1 in 10 father, even father. 1 in 10 fathers, 1 in 5 mothers. 20% of mothers, prenatal depression. Father even suffer from that 10%. So it's really good doing this by just saying something so nice, so warming. You can actually stop tragedies from happening. Can you imagine? The husband goes, oh, don't worry about it. You're fine. I'll talk to you later. If you didn't spend another 2 minutes with her and say, I will hug you later. So kind of like tell her, don't worry, I'll be home later and I'll be with you. So those very simple words, I will hug you later. That means that wait for me. Don't do anything silly. Don't do anything to hurt yourself or the kids or the family. So that is so important. We need that kind of family bonding, you know, even that, you know, not in a situation between a husband and wife, mother and father, even anybody call you to ask for help. You say, don't worry about it. You're doing your very best. You're going to look after yourself first before you can do anything else. I'll come and see you later. Even you deal with a friend, I'll come to see you later when I finish work. Maybe I can come now. You want to, I can see you now. That is very important. That's why I picked that story. I think that story is going to resonate with a lot of people.
So from one Chinese husband to another man, a Chinese man aged 90. So what happens here is he gets his golden ring out in a viral video and lands a hilarious offer of courtship. Is that a ring or a bling?
Oh, it's a funny story. I saw this story. I said, this is so typical. Not just Chinese, typical of anybody with money, right? This is, especially in Asia and China as well. And you got this old man, 90 years old. Obviously, he's filthy rich, right? Not just one chunky ring, a chunky bangle. You know those hard one, bangle, not the bracelet, the soft one, the bangle. One chunky ring, one chunky bangle, and some other things, I think, dangling around the neck as well. And he's just like, don't know, he's in a jewelry shop and starts flaunting. Why did he need to go to the jewelry shop? He's a jewelry shop. He's a walking jewelry shop. Anyway, start flaunting it. I've got this. I got another gold belt at home too. It's worth a lot more. Can you imagine? The bangle itself is really worth about 800,000.
Wow.
800,000 yuan, which is about 120,000 US dollars. Just the bangle. Can you imagine the golden belt? So everybody's, you know, after this video went viral, people say having this really, having a funny go at this man. Oh, my grandmother is single. I'm single too, if I could see this old man. Just as a joke, and this is like, it's quite crazy because you talk about the people, a lot of old people getting conned, getting robbed, and this guy, you know, out in the open, say, I have so much money, I have another belt at home. You're inviting robbers, right? Thieves to, you know, mug you. So this story, I thought it's going to be quite viral because people can identify in Asia and Chinese society. People love gold. Is basically, it's everything. If gold, you basically like a gold mine, walking gold mine. So I thought that would resonate with a lot of people in Asia because a lot of stories are consumed out of China, out of Hong Kong, in Asia. So I thought, you know, this is going to be something to go along with. It did. And I even got some reaction, a funny reaction later from the story too. So yeah, I'm looking at maybe to follow up the story and see what happened to him afterwards. He get mugged in the end. I think everybody knew him by now, and especially in that part of town. I think I can't remember, from Fujian province. I think, yeah, southeastern China.
So did he actually got offer from, you know, people who saw the video and say?
I think so. It's funny offers. Yeah, yeah. As I said just now, so I'm single too. If I happen to be in the township, you know. Anyway, it's just a funny story. That, you know, it's why not? It's just, see, part of the culture is reflecting the story that people have money, they do flaunt it. Now, it's quite dangerous. I wouldn't do it myself, and you know? I wouldn't advise my old relative to do that. Just basically, you know, you play poor. You don't do that, especially in a small town, in a little village with that much money walking on. It's a walking gold mine.
Right. And China is just a country of extremes. So on the one hand, we talk about, you know, bling bling, sort of like walking jewelry shop here. And then on the other spectrum, we have a story about this sort of like student who basically stay at this like cheap micro hotel. And the room is just so small that he kind of slept next to the toilet.
Mm-hmm. This is very similar to it. It's similar to what we have in Hong Kong, so-called the partition home. Yeah. Tongfong, chopped up apartments. It's like that. It's actually a quite a big apartment, I think. An apartment chopped up into like 6 units, and he was in one of the units. And it's a micro hotel. I think each floor they have rooms like that. I think it's a very small hotel. The hotel itself is a boutique hotel. So a boutique hotel, inside boutique hotel, it have a micro room. And the room is about 80 square feet, which is no much bigger than our studio here, maybe even smaller than the studio, about 100 square feet. About 100 square feet. So it's 10 steps by 10 step width and length, right? So what it is, it's like it's not a long-term stay, it's a short-term stay. There's a big hospital clinic or check, you know, exam clinic, health center nearby. So a lot of people will come to this area, the hospital to get checkups. And if they're waiting for the next examination, they can't stay in the hotel because it's a day, kind of not daycare, but you know, it's just 24 hours, you can't stay in. So they have to wait in the hotel and then go to the clinic nearby for checkup, health check. So this has become a very kind of like a midway room for them to kind of wait for being served and being examined. So this for that purpose. And also a lot of kids, you know, they don't want to study at home, it's too noisy. This environment at least is on their, they're on their own, shut the door, and then they have their own little place to study. So it becomes a little room like that. So it's nothing like a long stay, but you see, this is what you see, what you get, right? It's just a bed and right next to the pillow. Hello, it's the toilet. The toilet right next to it. Unbelievable. It looks quite clean. According to this influencer who heard about this hotel and then went to do a check and do a video, that's why I pick up the video and the story, he said it's actually quite clean. Everything is there. You got a sink, you know, of course it's the toilet next to your pillow. Imagine you throw up, it's quite easy, right? You just raise your head, you can throw up. Anyway, so he said, it's actually quite clean, but you can actually smell a very subtle smell. So I can guess, you know, what the subtle smell is. And it does serve its purpose. A lot of people just want to go there to spend a few days study and get the exam done. Probably nearby there's an exam center. So that's the purpose of that. It's not a place that people will stay long. You think of it, you know, it's 61 a night, you know, 30 nights is already 100. 1,800. You can actually rent a small apartment in China. So that's the point. I thought it's quite, I picked that story and I thought, no, it kind of like make you feel like, no, this is like Hong Kong, another version of Hong Kong, except this one is just for a short stay.
But the online reaction has been quite strong. I mean, some of the people were kind of quite outraged.
Yeah, because I think they saw that the fact that, you know, China is such a big country, how come people will still put up with such a small, this kind of, you know, situation, you can actually have more space. I guess, you know, it is this businessman, whoever is the owner of the hotel, thinks it's a business opportunity for him, and people, they don't complain. It's relatively clean except for the subtle smell, and it serves a purpose for the people who, their clients, the customers who want to use the service. Every now and then they go there for a medical exam or sitting for exams around exam centres nearby.
Right. And finally, there is a story of this stressed-out Hong Kong girl blows her top with mother over pressure of schoolwork as they travel on the city's, you know, packed subway. So this little madam will not put up for any unnecessary pressure from parents?
I know, this girl didn't say the age of the girl. When I saw the story, I said, oh my God, I'm glad I'm not a parent like that. What you actually see is a reflection of what's happening in Hong Kong and many communities, especially with Chinese communities. We have this, you know, tiger parenting style that you got to do well. Do well before they're born even sometimes, right? In kindergarten, before they're born, you already get, you know, kindergartens and even primary school all sorted out for them. This little girl, primary two, possibly come to a point that she couldn't take it anymore. I didn't say which day, you know, it looked like she was not in uniform, possibly taking her to some, you know, extracurricular activity on weekends. So she said, I can't take this anymore. And what is it? I'm really struggling, mummy. And then she said, what are you struggling for? Because I have no space. Space means I have no time for myself. You not allow me to play on my phone. You have no time with my friends. What's happening? I have to get up every day early to go to school. I just can't take this anymore. You adults don't understand us. We have same kind of pressure, maybe even more like you guys face. You know, all those things she said in a very short clip of 5 minutes. The video clip didn't show the face. It could be somebody nearby filming it, but without raising the camera, the phone, just in case I spotted. But the video recording, the sound was very clear. The girl, in the 5 minutes time, she said 10 times, I'm really struggling. I hope the parents, this mother and the family, could take step to address the situation. When the child is calling out for help like that, it's more than just she's venting or blowing her top off. It's a lot serious, more serious than that. And this is actually a reflection of the situation in Hong Kong and many communities, especially in Chinese community societies, that kids really have experienced enduring really, really, really high pressure. Not just performing in school, but as a child, socially, on top of academically, socially, and also personal. A lot of kids have to go to outside school hours activities, not just like the cram school, but also like learn piano, dancing, whatever the parents think that they couldn't have achieved, you know, when they were younger. Now it's time you show it to that we can do it. It's in our genes, you can do it. Your mom and dad couldn't do it. You show us. So I hope that, you know, this video has gone out and the parents have realized this is something more serious than just she lost her temper and on the MTR. So hopefully that will see some improvement in the general situation in Hong Kong and any Chinese community.
Yeah, so it does look like there is something more serious behind
serious.
This sort of like a kind of amusing video that went viral.
Yeah, can you imagine, you imagine us adults saying, I can't take this anymore, I'm really struggling. A child saying it is actually 10 times, 100 times more serious.
Okay, and that's all for this week's edition of People in Culture podcast. And don't forget, you can read all of what we've talked about today on our website at scnp.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Louisa, it's great to see you again.
Thank you, Kevin. It's great to be here.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.